Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
If I could, if I would, if I could, I would let go. Hi, this is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome. My co-host Heather Smith will be here momentarily. She's en route, we'll say that way. Welcome to the show, and how are you doing? We're having trouble a little bit with things here. So if you're a person that actually wants to get in the chat room, just give us some time to get in the chat room ourselves, because it's been one of the things with a couple delays and actually distractions. So we're trying to correct that right now. So therefore, if you want to call in here and get a reading tonight, do it so. Give us a call, 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, in the process of the information, if you want to call me, in the process of actually getting a private session, we do everything you can think of under the sun, the idea of doing healings and chakra chantings, meditations, life coaching, relationship readings, relationship counseling, giving insights and working with children, helping them develop their abilities as much as adults doing the same thing, and the ideal helping everyone to discover the ideal of their own abilities so they can make better choices in their lives, and the ideal to obtain the life that they want to have. So therefore, we do all kinds of stuff. Readings right now for the month of May, you can actually get five 30-minute sessions for only $100. You can also get three 90-minute sessions for $100. We've got some great things going on with those things because those actually are $30 for 30 minutes. So the idea of getting five sessions for 30 minutes, that's a hell of a deal. So, check it out. Call us now at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, the situation and everything else that goes along with those things, you can also come to my shop in Manitou Springs, Colorado at 946 Mahat, Manitou Avenue. We do sessions there too, angel card readings, past life readings, relationship readings, palm readings, and the way it works with those things is $35 for a past life reading. I think it's $35 for an angel card reading. $30 for an angel card reading, sorry. And relationship readings are $35 a piece. And the ideal, most people have been asking me the question, can you get a relationship reading if you're single? And the answer is yes. Because realistically, what you need to do sometimes with situations is correct the situation of the kind of relationship that you have with yourself, which actually connects to actually finding the solution to attract your significant other by what kind of relationship you have with yourself. Okay? So when you feel good about yourself, it's easy to the idea of filling out the vibe, the vibration. We teach you all kinds of things and how to do that. So relationship readings are good, relationship counseling, those kind of things like that. And like I said, when you get the five 30-minute sessions, you can use those sessions for anything you want. So therefore, if you want to do some sessions on relationships and you want to get the most out of the whole thing, you want to use all five sessions for those, then do so. If not, then divide them up. If you want to do just one reading each month, you get pretty much the next 5 months good to go. Okay, we also do parties. If you have a charity event, we don't charge for charity events, but give us a call. We'd love to be there. We'd love to help you reach your goals. We'd also like to help you out in all kinds of ways. So therefore, if you have a charity event, we'd love to come there. We like the idea of we just feel like the more we can give, the more people we can touch, actually we can make the world a better place to be. So therefore, we can actually correct all these things, maybe even reverse them. Even illness and that kind of stuff, teaching people how to heal themselves, take them out of the situation, so therefore they don't have to deal with that. So it's one of the things that there's so many possibilities. It's just the idea of picking the phone up and giving us a call at 740-500-8863. Again, that number is 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website at the contact page and go look at the pages. We got all the freaking things marked down, exactly what things are, but I also tell people, if you don't quite meet the money you need to get a reading, give us a call anyway. We can work with anybody's budget. You just got to tell us what it is, and we'll go from there. All right? And the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you're a person who's looking for a better way to actually meditate, there's actually a company called HennySync. HennySync has CDs, and they also have MP3 downloads that you can use in minutes after purchasing and that kind of thing, too. So when you look at those situations, what's the point of procrastination or waiting? Now's the time. If you're going to wait for the right time, you might actually miss out on the whole thing. So check out HennySync and go on the website at, let's see what we got here. Sometimes it drives me crazy. I know the information is right there in front of me. It's the ideal, and I have a tendency to write notes and don't quite see the whole thing. But if you want to give him a contact, do so at www.hemi, that's dot hemi, H-E-M-I, dash sync, S-Y-N-C, .com, or give him a call, 1-800-541-2488 in the U.S. and Canada. If you want to give him a straight call, then give him a call at 434-263-8692. Okay, that's Monday through Friday, to 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And that is Eastern Time. So make sure you get it in there, that kind of stuff. They usually have things going on where you can actually buy 3 CDs and get the 4th one for free. Like I said, they also have MP downloads too as well, so you can use them in minutes. Also, if you want to check out another company, now this company here is called www.brainsync. It's BRAINSYNC.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-444-SYNC. Or 1-800-444-7962. Or call them straight through at 544-488-7870. Okay, if you're also in the Colorado Springs area and in Manitou Springs for the summer for vacation, check out the Mirabot Castle Museum at 9 Capitol Hill Avenue in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Zip code 808-299. Or go on the website and check them out at www.mirabotcastle.org. Or give them a call at 719-685-1011 or call them toll-free at 1-888-685-1011. They also have a tea room to drop in for tea. Love to sit down. You might actually see me. Okay, check it out. Also, we're having specials down here at Safeway, and the idea is getting a jug of green tea with Arizona. Like they always say, Arizona tea. Ginseng and honey never tasted so nice. So check out your local grocers, because I'm pretty sure you can get some really good deals on all the things. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, down at Safeway, it's actually get 2 jugs for $5, which is $2.50 a piece, which is really incredible since the other bottles usually go for $1.50. And they're actually going for the smaller bottles, they're actually going for 99 cents. All right, so if you want to actually do the whole thing too and you want to check things out in your life, let's say we were talking about chakra chanting. Check out this book by John Holland. He's also been doing a lot of things that kind of stuff we've probably been doing. But check out his book called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. It actually has a section here on how to chakra chant, which is the idea of certain tones with certain chakras and the idea of balancing and alignment and control. It's also a great book because it's got affirmations throughout the whole book, the idea of connecting to your abilities. All right, so if you're also a person who wants to sit there and take your phone bill and almost knock it in half, and the idea of what I've got, with the straight talk phone, they actually have iPhones and Androids. So they're right up there, too, with the standards and that kind of stuff. If it's the kind of phone you like, they do have them, and they're very reasonably priced. Of course, you got to buy the phone. But, hey, you know something? I'd rather buy the phone and have a great plan. The idea of only paying $45 a month for everything unlimited than going to the certain places where you can actually get some great free phones and check them out and that kind of stuff. But you pay way overpriced the whole thing. So therefore, check out Straight Talk at your local Walmart stores in the electronics, or go on the internet and check them out at www.straighttalk.com. They have some amazing phones, great deals. I've actually seen some really great deals on the internet. But actually check out your local Walmart, because they actually have some good specials down there too as well. Okay, if you're in the chat room, just send us a message and we'll actually answer a couple questions for you. If you really want to get a reading, best thing to do is give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. All right, so therefore, Heather will be here, and as soon as she gets here, we'll bring on the air, and everything else will be fine. So let's go to our first caller, which is area code 941. Welcome to the show. How are you? And
hi. My name is Carla.
Carla, where are you from?
Florida.
And what are you doing in Florida?
What am I doing in Florida? Staying out of the heat.
Really? I thought that was the whole point of going to Florida.
Oh, God, no. It's in the 90s right now, so.
So whereabouts in Florida are you? I used to live in Jacksonville. Daytona, Holly Hill.
I'm farther down by Sarasota area.
I used to live in Sarasota in what's it called? Bradenton? Bradenton?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, we used to go down to Sarasota all the time. It was kind of amazing when I got up there in the morning. You know something? I thought the postcards were all docked up on the idea of having blue water, but there's actually blue water in the Gulf of Mexico. Whoa. So it was incredible to actually see oceans that were actually blue, because I used to go to Jacksonville. I have cousins in Jacksonville, and we used to go down there for vacation. But, you know, to me, when you go to the East Coast, it's just like a big, it's like a mud puddle.
Hmm.
You know, you're sitting there going, you're wondering if you're going to have someone, maybe a jellyfish, bite you on the ankle. Because in the month of September and October, the waters change temperature, and you find jellyfish all over the freaking shore.
Well, that's how it is down
have
here,
ever,
too.
Yeah, so if you ever experienced that, that's different. Because actually, people don't realize it, but if you step on a jellyfish, even if it's dead, it can still sting.
You can get stung, yep.
Yeah. So, enough of that, that whole thing. So, how can we help you tonight? You got any questions for us? I'm pretty sure
yes.
You do.
I would like a reading. And,
Yes.
And can you sorry, I didn't know where to go. Can you tell me what you foresee in my near coming future?
I think I can. I'm just trying to figure out what is my freaking cards. I just bought a new deck, so I have a deck at home. Because all my decks are in my shop. So I was like, okay, what do I do with them? And they're actually in my book called The Psychic Navigator. And I was always recommending that book for everybody because it's a really cool book. Got okay. It's actually got, like, you have a chapter, and you have affirmations at the end of the chapters and stuff. And they're just helping you to connect with your abilities, even to the point of connecting with yourself so you know what your abilities are. You know, you have a situation going, on right now. Why do we sit there and look at this situation of something very strong when it comes to relationships? Does it resonate with you?
A situation with relationships, meaning like a romantic relationship or people in general or...
Well, actually, the idea, they all come hand in hand. But the one thing I kept on picking up the more was the idea of the focusing be more romantic.
Okay. I'm not in a relationship yet.
Okay, well, most of our concerns when it comes to relationships usually have a tendency to come to the surface before we get into one. So I'm just picking up the idea of the urgency of one of almost like, I wouldn't say disappointment, but it's the idea of focusing on the situation where you feel like you should be in one.
Mm-hmm.
Also the idea of also getting residuals from past relationships that are still being hung on to. I would tell people, just because it doesn't resonate with you, it's more of the things coming to the surface that you should take a look at.
Well, I've been doing a lot of clearing work of anything, any memories or anything of past relationships lately.
Sometimes in the process of actually attracting a new relationship into your life is the idea of going the thing whole completely, even the positive
mm-hmm.
part.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like clearing up the space. So therefore, you can fill it with something new. So the one thing that you said you've been doing a lot of clearing,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say you haven't. I'm just saying, what kind of clearing have you been doing?
I do Reiki and visualization and energy clearing.
Okay, so you said you were sitting looking and focusing as you do these energy work. I guess you're, when things come to the surface, this is the way that you release those memories and stuff from the past?
Mm-hmm.
How's it working for you? It seems like there's a couple of them that are a little tricky letting go of.
It's working pretty good, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be a residual thing I told you, what we were talking about before, where the ideal thing is coming to the surface here in the future and that might challenge the ideal. Because in the process of releasement and letting go of the memories and stuff like that too, well, there should also be some changes in perception and your beliefs, certain things you're going to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
A few years.
So So here's a tricky question. Have there been any kind of infatuations in the time that you haven't been in a relationship?
Like someone infatuated. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we shouldn't say infatuation, because infatuation, some people have a tendency to perceive it as obsessive. What I'm saying is, it's the idea we have a tendency to be baffled by people we attract in our lives where we feel like very strong connections, and then they have a tendency to go south real quick, and we can't figure out why.
Not really. No, not since then, really.
Okay, I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, it's crucially important that some of these things have a tendency, they have more of an effect on us than we don't really realize, because we're looking at the ones that hit us the most. And the ideal you're talking about before, when you're sitting there focusing on letting go of memories, you're more likely focusing on the bad ones. So it's the ideal sitting there in the process of doing some clearing work. We have to take in consideration of people, even if it was something that was only for 2 weeks or so. They all have, subconsciously, they always have an effect on us. We had a lady once that actually, when she was 8 years old, she was told that she would never amount to nothing. One time when she was 8 years old. Well, that stayed in her subconscious mind until she was in her 40s, until she actually sat down and let go of that. But things seemed to work. So I'm just saying, take a revenue, well, take an account of all the things within your life in the last 2 years that maybe you wouldn't think that could be any kind of affecting on things, but it does have a tendency that if you go over those things, when you start really doing some intense cleansing, that when certain things don't seem to pan out like you want to, it might just be those little minor things that you never considered. Yeah, so that was a situation.
Also,
like
I think it's more of that. I haven't really been pursuing anything, you know, more than anything.
Well, the one thing I like to sit here and stress to everybody in the idea of pursuing, don't do it. It kind of defies the whole ideal. It also feeds more into the idea of lack of belief, lack of faith. Because if people go, how's that? You know, you're supposed to do those things? No, you're not. I'm really getting sick of the whole thing, the idea of the world going, hating services. Oh, pursuing. Let's go look at the idea of the law of attraction, right? The law of attraction says every good thing you desire will come to you. If you're in the situation of pursuing something, you might actually fly by it. So it's one of those things of realizing, when I said lack of faith, it's the idea that who you are as a person will attract everything to you. And what your job is when those opportunities come knocking at your door is to answer and to open and to receive them. But if you're, you know, a lot of people sit and say, well, you know, that relationship never really happened in my life because I'm not really pursuing anything. But if you really look in your past of some of the relationships, of some of the good relationships that actually worked, you'll realize that no one pursued anything. It just came together and it was just two people sharing with each other. We're so freaking caught up on the idea of compatibility, connections and soulmates and twin flames, that we don't take one second to ask ourselves, how do you really feel? Okay? I've seen people talk about compatibility. All you hear them talk about is we got all this stuff in common. Okay, that's great, but do you like that person? You're thinking just because you have all this compatibility that you like, that you're supposed to automatically like that person, which is not always true, because we have friends in our lives that we would never even consider having a romantic relationship. We have tons of things connected to, and that kind of thing. So it's just taking all these things in your mind. And I feel like the reason a lot of this stuff is coming up, because the first card I pulled for you, I'm going to do three cards, but the first card I pulled out for you was a hermit card. So the idea of the focusing is great, but it's also looking at the situation, not just spending time in quiet meditation, but it's also the ideal of working on your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
When it talks about spending time in quiet meditation, it's the idea of finding some kind of secluded area that you'll never be bothered, or somewhere in your house that you will just have as your sanctuary, that nobody, and realistically nobody, comes into the whole thing. Or maybe the idea of actually doing a meditation where you actually focus on you going to your sanctuary and then creating a sanctuary with your imagination. But looking at it as something that's very tangible, physical, that you're going to sit there and go and, you know, you have chairs. I mean, just like you were decorating your home, you decorate the thing as well. My thing is to go in the mountains, find a nice secluded place, close my eyes, and just focus on my abilities, my feelings, my strengths, what am I picking up, and just allow myself to just experience that moment to the point where it's almost like going from three-dimensional, four-dimensional, And then it's like, almost like it's almost like the world, even in the most quiet places, you can hear it. It's almost like someone turned the volume up. And all of a sudden you start hearing things you never heard before. This is your abilities being allowed to come out of the box, pick up on things, allowing it to just go crazy. Okay? The more you tap into your abilities, when you walk away from the situation, you'll find yourself in the real world automatically picking things up from people, situations. You'll realize why these reflections are coming back to you, why these people cross your path. And it's all about learning more about yourself. The more you learn about yourself, the more you accept who you are, the more you start realizing maybe there are some things I just haven't let go of. Sometimes it's some of the craziest things you never thought about. But that's why it's so important to actually work on your abilities, to see how far and how deep you can go within yourself. Because it's been actually proven that sometimes with our chakras, some insecurities that we've had have a tendency to get caught up in those chakras. So we're cleansing, we're balancing, like you said before, you're letting go of a lot of things, but you might not think about going into these like little vortexes of energy, but here's something that's lodged in here from an ex-boyfriend. Each one of these chakras has a representation of something. Your root chakra is about grounding, but it's also about security, how you feel about yourself in certain situations, money, safety, and those kind of things. That's why it's so crucially important to balance to ground yourself too. But your sacred chakra, I think, sometimes can be the most important one, which I've actually seen with women when it comes to relationships, of asking yourself, what are your wants, needs, and desires? Are you really basing them on what you want? Are you really basing them on what the world tells you need, want, and desire? Because I've seen a lot of people say, well, what I need is a guy who's got a 9-to-5 job and got security. I'm like, no, you don't. I want you to start to think about that one more time. Just make it simple. The thing you're looking for is the ideal for someone to love you as much as you love them and accept you as much as you accept them. And everything else will pretty much fall into place. Sure, you can get very detailed on your list of desires, what you want in a relationship and what you want in a person, but it's not going to work if you're not those things. You're quiet.
No, I'm just listening to you. No, because I have a place in my house that is my sanctuary, and I go in every day and I meditate and I do that and work on my abilities and all that.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. Said she was like asking me, because I do it all the day, every day, and all these things I've been doing myself. And she goes, when you sit there and focus on the idea of your abilities, what do you do? I said, okay, for example, I'm on the mountain. I'll look down into the city, and I'll pick out a traffic light that you can barely see, and I'll sit there and focus on that traffic light until I can actually see every detail about it, which will actually improve on your clairvoyant abilities. I think it's also the ideal of telling people that your clairvoyant abilities is not just visions. It's like looking at people and looking at auras, okay? You can also look at the aura, but you can also see visions around them, of like little pictures or little movies about their lives. You can see that around them. It's also your dreams, your daydreams. There's another one too. Because sometimes it's the idea we have certain abilities that work together. Like you'll see a vision, and then your clairsensing, your ability to feel, your gut feeling will kick in too. So at that moment, you're seeing the vision, but you're also feeling the things within the vision. So it gives a little more three-dimensional clarity. So it's like one of those things, too. I don't know if you're working on your abilities and the ideal, which ones work together, if any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I've done this for years.
I'm just saying, it's the ideal of how many levels have you gone through, how much have you expanded on your abilities?
Quite a bit. I do it professionally.
Okay, well, so do I. But it's just one of those situations when you look at the situation, can you actually sit, feel the ground to the point where you can feel the dirt, smell it, and even the idea of the insects that are harvesting in that freaking ground, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I can sense energy, yeah. I'm very clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. I actually can see the other side, and I can see auras. I can see into the chakras and all that. And I also have audio where how you're talking to me is how I hear spirit.
Okay, me too. Because people ask me, how can I read people so fast? It's just the idea you're talking to me and you don't even know it. So it's like a... That's what I was telling that lady today. I said, you want to get to the point where your abilities are like you are when you operate your arm. You don't tell your arm to move. You just think it and it happens. So it's that kind of thing away. You know, I was sitting there looking at the situation and was talking about many levels of self-discovery that are still coming in the next couple of months. It's also the idea of looking at the situation, pursuing is not going to help you in any situation. In any kind of situation, it's almost like the thing I got the most was a visualization where it's like almost like standing in a doorway and it's like watching the wind or the air being pulled to you like a magnet. And it's actually a magnetic pull. But it seems like in some ways there's something in the situation. Some people have actually looked at me and said, the idea of actually being with somebody who does the same thing that I do, I don't see that as being a possibility. And when it comes to this kind of work, I can't see it being in any way. You know, because it's like needing the understanding that you don't work on a regular basis or 9-to-5 or certain things that most people would consider normal. And actually, when you look at you, you're actually the most normal person. Does that make sense?
I guess, yeah.
When I say normal, it means you use all your abilities. The people who don't, they're the ones that are abnormal.
I wouldn't call it that way. No, it's you know, it's their path and the journey they're on. You know, not everybody has to use it in this lifetime. Some choose to use it. It'd be nice if everybody awakened, but that's their path and their own steps that they're taking. You can't force anybody and call, you know, that's our ego that would say, or judgmental, saying you're normal and you're not normal for doing it. You know, most famous psychics will call themselves crazy, you know, because people think you're crazy for using your gifts and abilities, you know, whatever you want to be labeled. But, pardon me?
I'm just saying when the idea of judgmental, I'm not just being judgmental, I'm just saying when people talk to me and the idea of saying what they're saying, my perception because of doing the abilities, I've put myself in a situation of a person who uses all the abilities I was actually born with. So but people will use that word, but we've also sit there and did the same thing too. If you look at astrology and you look at the freaking like what a Taurus is, they'll say there's negative traits and positive traits. What I just see traits. It's perception that tells me otherwise. And I just look at the thing of going, look at people going, somebody might look at being stubborn as being a positive, as a positive trait. And somebody might look at the idea of being hopelessly romantic as negative, when actually the other person would see totally different. But then again, if you look at the situation like you're saying, actually realistically they're both right, because that's their perception and that's how they live their lives. So I understand what you're saying. It's just kind of like... The first two cards I got for you was the idea of the air and of the hermit. And it was just like, look at those two cards and the ideal. I will still go back, like I said before, of there are some discoveries that are coming up here in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just open the door and say, okay. Well, you know how it works. The ideal, if you think you've learned everything.
No, I haven't learned it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we never learn everything.
What, and so with this, okay, well, I would sit here and say one thing too. The ideal, the situation of meeting somebody almost like you, of actually somebody being on the same page, I keep getting the idea of a relationship coming in, but it also keeps coming up just at the end of June. And when I sit here and focus even harder, it's almost like it's in the teens, 15th, 16th, something around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
A summer romance.
Actually, maybe a... More than that. When's your birthday?
February 8th.
So are you Aquarius or Pisces?
Aquarius. Bless you.
Aquarius? The first thing I picked up on was the idea, I should have said before, but it was kind of a very strong feeling, the idea of a person. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like there's people around you, especially men, have a tendency to be intimidated by you.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your strength.
I think that's, well, not only, I don't think it's just psychic, it's just that I'm a strong person, and people don't want, you know, intimidates a lot of people. You know?
It's one of those hard things that they can deal with because, and I'm just saying from my point of view, the idea that I think the worst part about that situation is when people sit there and look at you and find you intimidating when actually they're just really, it's a reflection of them and having a hard time dealing with themselves and the idea of how powerful they are. So therefore they find you intimidating. I've had it happen too many freaking times where people are like, at first it starts off with, you're awesome, you're great. And then as it goes further along, they start looking at you sometimes in a jealous state that becomes intimidating, or they have a tendency to distance themselves, or you wish they would just sit there and communicate with you. Because it seems like you have no problem communicating with people.
Mm-mm.
You're very strong, straightforward. You pride yourself on accuracy. True?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So what would be some of the questions you'd like to ask?
I was just wondering what you saw in the near future coming in, you more or less said. So, but I thank you for the reading.
Yeah, it seemed very intense in the June and even first parts of July. So, and when I was sitting there talking, I was sitting there trying to get some more insights on the ideal of discoveries. But the only thing I can think of was I was picking up on some things of different levels because I'm constantly, as you were talking about before, the sanctuary and the ideal of learning things I learned, I thought I did anyway, where I would let people have a part of that and then realize that was a mistake, that there always had to be that one part that I had to keep to myself and the ideal of saying, you know, keep continuing to move forward. I'm trying to figure out what the word is, to go upwards, just to experience more levels of caring
awareness.
About people, loving
people.
Yeah. Awareness of myself and the idea if I'm doing the right thing or not, and then always reevaluating situations, because the one thing I like to pride myself on is the idea of being able to read myself. And some people don't think that you can do that, but I was sitting here, we were sitting here doing a reading one day, and I heard a psychic was telling this person, you need to listen to yourself and follow your guidance. And I was thinking, I said, well, if that's the case, then I should be able to read myself too, because that's exactly what I'm doing in the process of giving a reading for a person. I just need to take the situation. And people say, well, you can't. One thing we have to realize is that the human body is not the dominating force. We are as in spirit. So anytime I feel like we kind of put ourselves into that situation and we go, I can't do something, I think we're feeding more into that human self, which can be like an anchor that if we let go of that, to realize the more we focus on the spirit, I think we can still maintain balance because we're on this plane, but still at the same time, to discover more about ourselves always takes us in the direction of more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, by doing that with ourselves, we should be able to read ourselves. We should be able to take our own advice and take a step back and see the whole thing for what it is. And then go from that point on, and I think the more things that we do for ourselves in those kind of ways, where we can continue to keep reading ourselves, doing the meditations, finding, you know, more ways to really connect with ourselves, our angels, our guides. Like you said before, you can sit down. It's like, I was kind of funny how you said it because we're actually in the shop today. And I was telling Lee exactly the same thing you said in the process of really working on your abilities where you can actually sit down and it'll be just like you and your angels and guides, like you do with your friends sitting at a table having a conversation. It'll be that clear. That actually, with that kind of clarity, you couldn't, well, I guess you could sit there and go, I don't, you know, I could have some doubt in what I'm hearing and saying, but when you get that kind of clarity, you don't do it very often where you can actually start listening to yourself more and more and more and more, where you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt to do whatever, to do what to do every time you get into a situation. How long have you been living in Florida? Have you ever been to Casadega?
I have been there once. I've been
what
here.
What did you think about Casadega?
It was okay. I know a lot of people that go there, but it was okay. I wasn't, you know, that impressed, you know. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
No,
I was there probably about 15 years ago. So.
I went there back in 2006, and it was like people building it up, and this fantastic place and awesome and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I was kind of fascinated with it. They have a church, they have shops, mm-hmm. and they have certain things going on, but it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And actually, someone told me there's actually a place like that in also in New York. In New York.
Oh God, that's the original one, Lilydale. That's original.
In New York, right?
Yeah, that's the original psychic city is Lilydale.
Mhm. But I will say one thing. It's kind of amazing when you go to Casadega that you could actually, for me anyway, when we were there, you could see duality big time. So you could see the people that were there for the right reason, and you could see some of the people that were just kind of like, exploitation of making money, and their money was being ejected. But mm-hmm. I was sitting there looking at this thing going, it's a good example to see both sides of the equation and how they both work and the idea of having more clarity that when you, and I mean, you know, for a fact, when you do your thing, it's you sense people, you know things, so you know who you're talking to, even to the point if you even want to go into it. But I'm just saying, it was kind of funny to sit there and look at the situation. And the church itself was kind of weird because you could sense the spirits, almost like in a Casper from the road, so they kind of like swoop around a lot. And it was the same impression I got when we were around the church, where it's got a high ceiling in it, or a high, I don't know what you call it, the high roof, one of those little pointy things, I think. And it was just funny how we could sense the spirits, how they were just kind of swooping, hanging out. I thought it was kind of weird. But I really couldn't explain why there would be that kind of activity with the way the church was designed, but it was like everybody was kind of like drawn to look upwards. So it was kind of weird. I just thought it was fascinating, but it's not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, I think I was kind of like part disappointed because people built it up so much. It was a fantastic place, awesome and great. And it was
I think it's more for people that are beginners, you know, into metaphysics or, you know, want just a reading and, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, for a very advanced person or, you know, somebody that's been working on their abilities a long time and, you know, that more or less has learned a lot, that's probably not a place for them. You know, just like some metaphysical, like churches, they're great for, you know, beginners, people that are just beginning out, you know, to get their feet in the water. You know, might not learn all the correct stuff, but at least it's getting them to open that door up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas, you know, I don't go to metaphysical stores very often because of, you know, I know what I need and, you know, not everything that is offered is something I can use. But for a beginner, mm-hmm. that is a great way to get them to learn a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, my friend was like, I can't feel the positive energy here. And I said, basically, I'd ask her if her life had changed where she feels more positive, has a higher vibration. And she said, yes. I said, well, when you're a part of positive energy, you're not aware of it because you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying, and I guess she was definitely one of those people that was a beginner and focusing on a lot of things and could understand why certain things she couldn't feel all the time. And I was just like, you know, once you're a part of the whole thing and it's a spontaneous what's the word? It's just a party. It resonates with you. You don't feel it. And you're just utilizing everything that's around you. Like we said before, people don't sit there and think about, you know, right arm rise. You just sit there and you go to reach for something, and it's just an automatic movement. And that's why people who are far advanced don't think about it. I had a girlfriend that was like that, where she was constantly doing meditation. These guys are driving me crazy with these Harleys. But it was like she always had to ground herself. She always had to do all these rituals all the time every time she did something. And she was looking at me going, okay, how can you sit there and do what you do without doing all this stuff? I said, because it's something that you spontaneously do, is just ground yourself. Gosh.
Are you sitting outside?
No, I'm not.
Is it in your house you can hear the Harleys?
Yeah, I'm on the third floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting there going, dude, because one guy got kind of angry with me the other day. I was sitting there going, you know something? I'm not really impressed. I'm sorry, but you know, you should be trying to sit there and talk to your girl who seems like she's very unsatisfied, and you're not thinking about the whole thing because you're so busy wanting the world to look at you, you forgot the most important thing in your life. It's your girlfriend. And he was like, he didn't really say much. I think it was one of those things that resonates with somebody, but you just, you know, kind of let him work with it. You might see some differences. But some of these guys actually rubbed those things up until he set car alarms off. Oh. I'm just like, I don't understand that whole thing, but yeah.
Well,
I don't think it's one of those things I need to understand.
Well, thank you for your reading. I'm sorry, go on.
Have you ever called the show before? You sound familiar.
No. Nope.
Huh. Well, I was kind of freaked out when I went to St. Petersburg. And actually in St. Petersburg, if you have a shop or any kind of thing like that, or you want to operate as a psychic, you have to get a license.
No, not anymore.
Psychic license,
yeah. I had one for 1 year. I used to read out of the Purple Moon, and they got rid of that license. Only one that has a license that I know that's nearby is Sarasota County.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was down. It was like $45. Yeah, that's like a driver's license.
What for what?
And the problem.
From where?
It was a license to practice doing psychic work, and they actually.
In Pinellas, it's it was $500, and in Sarasota, it's $300-something.
For a license.
Mm-hmm.
To be a psychic.
Yep, an occupation license. I'm also a massage therapist, and I work out of Sarasota sometimes, and I have to carry an occupation license for Sarasota.
Hmm.
And I'm all the, you know, I'm in a different city, you know,
yeah,
close, but you know.
Yeah.
And my city don't require any license.
What city is that?
I'm up in Palmetto.
Palmetto, okay. Yeah, I was in the St. Petersburg Gulfport area, and it looked, and this, when I saw this thing, the lady says, you have to get one of these, and I looked, she showed it to me, it was like a driver's license, and basically what they put on there, they put you down as a fortune teller.
Yep, and you have to be fingerprinted.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, you know, some guys, you can sit here and try to feel safe about the whole thing, but that's not going to save
anything.
It
doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything at all.
It's like looking at people going, you know something? A fortune teller, realistically, is a gypsy. And I'm not a gypsy. I actually classify myself more as a spiritual advisor who just happens to have these abilities that I use to help other people. But it was kind of crazy looking and going, okay, you know, great. You guys want to sit here and do this, but you're just using this basically to justify your actions of just making money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, teach their own, right? And, you know, it's one of the things, if you feel like you're really in a position where you're actually helping a lot of people and you feel happy every day and your life is great, and I think it's the most important thing. You're living your life purpose.
Yeah. Well, thank you for... I know you got a lot of people online, so thank you very much for the reading tonight.
It was really nice meeting you, too. So you have a great great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see, I'm sitting here trying to get this little swirly thing to keep going. So I can actually go on to the next caller, and it's just swirly. There we go. Let's go on to the next caller, which is area code 661. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name? All right. It's Miss Silence. Hello. Area code 661, you're on the air. Hello. What's up? Hello? Area code 661 7480241 or 40. If it might be a Skype number too. So if you call it on Skype, the number comes up like that. I can hear somebody. You are the next contestant on The Price is Right. I can hear you. All right, just check out this. Let's go here to area code 908. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hey, This is James.
How are you doing, James?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to let you know that that church that I was in, I don't even know why I went back, because I actually left it again, because I know that my guides, and I know, and I know Jesus and my guides told me, James, they said, what do we tell you? You don't, you're spiritual, way spiritual, and you don't need to be any in any kind of religion. And for a long time, like even when I was growing up, even when I was a baby, I knew I was really spiritual. And for a long time, because I have some abilities that I told you before. And for a long time, it was blocked because I had ADHD, and so I had a lot of energy. And they decided to put me on drugs to control the ADHD. So there was a block from the time I was 5 to the time I was like 15, 16.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I told you that I'm a natural energy healer without any training, and I know who I am and I know where I came from. And it's getting to the point where if my guides or angels want to tell me something, I can see it now like I'm watching a movie. And no, it's great. Like, and I guess my angels, my archangels, have helped me, like, to meet more, to me, to be more stronger and to keep on saying my truth and what I believe in. Hello?
No, I'm listening.
No, I just was wondering if you wanted to add anything.
Actually, no. It's just the idea of accepting the things that you're talking about. Just keep following through.
And I know by keep on speaking my truth that I'm going to meet more like-minded people like myself eventually.
Well, I think so. You get to correct the path and you start attracting more positive people in your life.
Oh, yeah.
There's some people have a tendency to have residuals in their subconscious mind they're not aware of, so as you go through and experience more positive experiences, some of those things come to the surface. And the strength that you acquire from working with your abilities actually gives you the strength to let go of them easier. But they still have a tendency to come to the surface when they're ready. No, go ahead.
I do a lot of meditation. I do it every day. I do my meditations. I do the prayers because I know that they have given me what I want, well, in a way of showing me who I am. But I'm gonna keep on doing the meditations because they help a lot.
Let me sit here and acknowledge one thing real quick, James. Let me acknowledge that Heather is on the air.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm here. Timely.
Right now we're talking. Now we're talking with James.
Hi, James.
Hello.
How
are you? Oh, I'm doing great. Donnie, you don't know how great it feels to, like, because for a long time I was lost, and this is like, I guess I started getting more aware last year, but around my birthday this year is when everything opened up. Hello?
No, I'm listening.
And so I guess clear conscience and I can actually daydream, and it feels like when I'm daydreaming, it feels like I'm leaving my body for a while.
No. Yeah, some people are able to actually leave their bodies. They actually said that some people have a tendency to wake up in the mornings tired, but sometimes they're actually doing astral projection and leaving their bodies and not even knowing it. So in the process of not knowing it, they don't have really a lot of say-so in how it happens. So it could actually make you more exhausted. So you wake up tired.
Now, I know my mother, because she passed away a long time ago, and she wants me to... She passed away a long time ago, but she wants me to include her in more of my meditations.
Yes.
And
I don't know. Sometimes I look at people and say, and the idea of levels and expressions and that kind of stuff. There's actually a book called Super Beings, and it actually goes over the 12 levels of spirituality. You should check it out sometime.
I do have one question because I can't see that, though. I want to meet somebody, but for me, they have to be beautiful on the inside first, and they have to be they have to be like-minded like me, so I can tell them everything I believe in and everything I feel. I don't see, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be with somebody that I can't express myself and express everything that I believe in.
Well, with that said, you should also look at the situations and some of the things you just said to make sure that you're also in those parameters. That's who you are. You know, a lot of people have a tendency to want things, not realizing the reason we stress so much is the idea of working on yourself. Is because the more you work on yourself, the more you come in attunement with that whole thing. And you're definitely going to, because I've had a lot of people ask me questions about scared they're going to attract a naked person. Yeah. They're going to attract.
You said naked.
A negative person, or they're going to attract an ugly person, or somebody's not going to, you know, be on the same page as they are. You know, it's one of those things that doing the work and accepting yourself for who you are, you will also find somebody who will also accept you for who you are. More likely, it'll be easy to accept them. Because like attracts like. So when we start worrying about those things, why are we stressed for people to look within themselves, to ask yourself, why are you worried about it? It's an insecurity within yourself, not with the idea of attracting people. Plus, getting more of a clearer picture of the whole situation, that when people do, we attract everybody, okay? But there's people that we're attracting in our lives to help. And there's other people that are going to be a part of our journey and the idea of being a significant other. So, you know, working on those abilities every day, focusing on your intentions every morning, puts it out there where it's easy to see the ones that don't fit the criteria. You know what I'm saying? Look at the situation.
Oh, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, people have a tendency to go, why did I attract that person? Well, if they were listening to themselves, they would know. If they were really doing the work on themselves, they would know exactly why that person crossed their paths and the idea of learning something more about themselves. So what's up?
Oh, me? No. Excuse me?
Oh, no, I was just asking with the situations. Your mom's right. Keep doing the work and allow yourself to keep going to different levels. You know, I was talking to the last lady. The last lady was talking about the ideal. When I look at people and they ask, you know, don't you ever wish you were normal? And I keep saying, yes, I am. I am normal. And the ideal, other people have a tendency to claim themselves being crazy, other psychics and that kind of stuff. And like the Long Island medium. And sometimes I have a hard time with the idea of when people have a tendency to look at it in the drama, okay? Because I've actually met people who say, I'm a empath, and everybody's emotions and feelings just basically make me feel like I want to go crazy, not realizing that they need to work on that, to realize it's a strength, not a weakness. So that's why you need. That's why your mom's probably focusing on the idea of what she can see. She can also see your full potential and what you're going to accomplish in the idea of being disciplined, working with your abilities.
Oh, yes. You also said give her grandchildren. But she said that she wants grandchildren from me this time. Give her more.
Okay.
Because my sister Maria, like, cause I have three sisters, and I think my sister Maria is done. Mm-hmm. And she wants more grandchildren from me, but I'm like, hold on. You know, give me some time because I have to meet somebody first.
Honey, I have a suggestion. I'm all about writing things down. and I do suggest this quite often, but
yes, I know what you're talking about. I have a piece of paper in my, okay. I have a piece of paper of everything that I would want in a woman, and I rolled it up, and I actually slept with it for a month underneath my wife's sleeve.
Good job, honey. And you know what? Here's the other thing. There's another part to that. You need to be everything that's on that list. Except for the feminine part, you don't have to be, you know, if you want a her, if you want a girl that's girly and frilly, and, you know, you don't have to be that. But do you understand what I'm saying? No, you get to be the person that you want in your space. You get to be that equal.
I'm actually connected to the feminine part of me because I grew up with a lot of women.
There's a lot of beauty about women. There really is. And for men to be in touch with that side of themselves, it can be such a turn on.
It seems like all these women, like when I talk to them, it's like, because I always get along with women better than I do with guys. And it always seems I'm not with anybody right now, but it always seems like they're the ones that actually listen to me better.
Awesome. Well, you know, women generally are good listeners. But I'm glad that you have written down your list. Just remember to also work on you. And that person will flow into your space at the most perfect, most beautiful time. Okay? When you're ready. And it'll be amazing.
I thought I was ready.
Okay, that's okay. Apparently, she's not. It's not only about us.
I'm ready. Like, I've been working on myself. I'm ready. I just,
Keep going. Keep going. Constant and never-ending improvement.
You've got to buy some new clothes, right?
Well, I have to tell you.
Huh?
I just have to interrupt for just a quick second. I just left Patsy's, and I am walking, and there is the most stunning full moon just shining brightly over Manitou, and Manitou is hopping. I love it. I love it. I love the energy here. It is so amazing. Anyways, so there's been lots of noise as I've gone past the bars and the music and whatnot, and the cars are going by. Anyways, so I'm just being in gratitude for my space and my surroundings. Anyways, wanted to share that. Sorry. Yes.
Really?
You know what? I just figured out the other question. Am I going to move within the next year to somewhere like from the place that I'm living right now, like, because I was feeling that I was going to move, but it's going to be somewhere still in New Jersey, but it's not in here.
So you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Actually, I keep getting the idea of moving. But I keep seeing moving more in the direction of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I don't care.
That would
right?
be fun.
Yeah, because I remember them because I actually met. I remember when me and my family took trips to Pennsylvania and we got out of the car and me and my sister started petting a horse and the Amish guy, he was really nice.
Huh. So James, let me ask one more question, and then we're going to have to go on to some other people.
Yeah.
For some reason, the queue just filled up intensely.
Yay!
Right ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ask one more question, and if you don't have any more questions.
Oh no. You. That's fine. I'm good. Thank you very much, Donnie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming tonight. And
could you
keep
me on hold?
Have a great week. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll put you back on hold. You can listen.
James,
you have a
beautiful night, honey.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. I think it's a 3-day weekend, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll talk to you later, James. You have a good one. Let's go to our next caller. I actually want to, there's one caller and no one will answer. Let me try one more time. It's actually, it comes off at area code 661.
Huh.
I've actually seen, I've seen the number before, but usually someone calling through Skype. So the person I actually called on this number, and you can see the number, was, well, we see the indication that this person wants to come on the air and talk, but no one seems to be responding and say hello.
Well, there we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who are we talking
hello.
To?
My name is Kalina.
Kalina?
Kalina, what are you?
Yes. Oh my God, I'm here. It shows the number. Miami.
Are you calling
Miami?
Through Skype?
Yeah. Yes, but on the, Skype, the number that shows up is 646. Not 661.
Oh. That's well, I've had people call me before through Skype, and it always comes up with a 661 area code.
Well, it's 305.
Not sure why. Okay, so how can we, you're in Miami, how can we help you tonight?
Okay. I don't know where to start, but I'm going to move. I'd like to know if my unit, if my condo will be rented before I move on June 1st.
If I could get you to speak up just a little bit, so I'm having, I can hear
okay.
you barely.
All right. I'm going to be moving on June 1st, okay? I would like to know if my condo will be rented before I move. The reason why I'm moving is my son is moving out, and although I own the place, I cannot pay for it without him. So I'm going to move out, rent a room, and rent out my home.
So you want to figure it out. So you want to know if you're going to actually have it rented out before you move?
Yes, or at least before July 30. And if it's to my benefit, then I'm going to move right now.
I keep getting the impression of yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's just one of the situations I have faith in it. And it just seems like it's going to work out.
Really? That's wonderful. Okay. I have one other question, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I recently just went through a divorce that I didn't want. Okay. I would like to know if it was meant to be that way or if it was caused because of us, either one of us.
I get the impression you need to let go of it.
Did I need to let go of it?
Yes.
My only problem is I don't know the truth about anything. I don't know if his parents know the truth, and that's what bothers me inside. They don't. Nobody knows anything about what he's really done. For example, I used to stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning, awake, waiting for him to come home. And he would not come home for like 3 days without, he would never call. He would simply just turn off his phone. But parents don't know this. And he was, and the whole time now I've seen some pictures, and I've seen where he was out with his friends and his brothers. And I spent all day, all night, alone at home, no car, no anything. And if he talked to his friends, I had to shut up and go in the room. I mean, it was really crazy. Now I'm back in Miami because that was in Ohio. So I don't know if his parents even know that we're divorced. I have no idea what they think of me. They used to love me. I don't know now. Do they know we're divorced?
Do they know what?
That we're divorced, my husband and I.
I keep getting the impression, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. So I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Thank
no
you.
Problem. Thank you for calling in. And you have a great
okay.
weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see. All right, let's go to area code 901. 901, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Loretta.
So you're calling.
Hi,
Loretta.
Hi, how are you? I actually just began to listen, so I'm sorry I wasn't listening early. So,
no worries.
Okay.
So you don't
I'm
have a question?
Fun. Well, tell me what y'all are talking about tonight.
Oh, we talk about all kinds of things, honey. What you got on your mind?
Oh, are you doing psyche reading today?
We do that. Yes, we do that. Donnie does that.
Yes, so go ahead and ask the question that you want to continue
okay.
to answer to. Let me see what happens.
Yeah, I wanted to know, well, I just have an issue with my job, and I just want to know, what do you see? Do you see me being, I mean, do you see me as the successful one, or do you see them winning the case over me? I'm sorry. To get that out.
No, I was just trying to focus on the situation where I realized that the message I keep getting is the ideal. Things falling in your favor, so it's the ideal. Not worrying about it. Let the situation happen as soon as, you know, just let it unfold and let it happen, because you get the impression and realistically it going in your direction.
You see it going in my direction?
In your favor.
Oh, okay. Yes. I understand. Okay.
Mhm.
Mhm. Because right now it apparently is not. I mean, even though it should be going in my favor, but look like it's not based off of what they're doing, because they are a big corporation. I'm sorry. It causes me to stutter when I discuss my situation, but
uh-huh.
any other time I can talk, you know?
Right. It's just the idea of focusing on the idea of the outcome you want.
Okay.
Don't focus on any kind of negative part about the situation. Just like I said before, the encouragement here is I keep seeing, no matter what's going on right now, I just keep seeing it going in your favor.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm. So just try to get yourself in a frame of mind when you're feeling doubtful. Find something.
Write
a little list of desires of how you want this to be, and then when you get off path, take the list, read it until you feel that you've gotten back on it. Okay.
Okay, I will do that.
All right.
I can ask another question, or are you going to move on?
Go ask one more question.
About my school situation. Because I've had this problem, it has interrupted me in my school. But I want to continue. But what do you see for that?
And you want to continue on, I want to hear the last part again, where you're wanting to continue on.
I want to continue, but I've had some stumbling blocks to interrupt
mm-hmm.
my life.
Well, I still see a very profitable summer for you.
Okay.
It just, you know, like I said before, it's like looking at the situation that you're going through. It could be challenging, but also looking at them as helping you to find your own strength. Where you
okay.
can actually continue on to be successful, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for calling tonight, and please have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All righty.
Good night.
Bye-bye now.
I'm going to listen.
Okay, no problem. Let's go. Let's see. Area code 256, welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Good, Kimberly. Thank you.
And where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I am actually, the 256 area code is Alabama, but I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
I've had so many things about Myrtle Beach lately, and people telling me about it, what it's really like and what it's not like, when the idea of portraying it to some people as being this fantastic place when it's very high crime area right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's okay. And the water is not as blue, but, I mean, it's a beach.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was having some problems that, all year I've been, you know, like, harassed, and I've been letting a lot of stuff go, and today, there was a rumor, or maybe I was accused of telling, I teach, of my students to commit fraud, and I have evidence that I did not, and I just want to know how to go about it.
So what kind of situation are we talking about?
What kind of situation?
Uh-huh.
Well, what happened was I took my students on a field trip, and after the field trip, the assistant principal gathered some of the students together and asked if I told them to forge their parents' signatures on a form. And I don't know why I kept the form, because the field trip has already happened. I kept the form, and every form is signed by a parent, and I did not tell them to forge signatures.
Right.
So they had a ruling, and they placed me on administrative leave for no reason.
I get that there's some deeper issues there, honey. Okay. They have. It's their own issues, but it's landing on you. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
But that's a third dimensional thing. So you can choose to deal with it in the third dimension, or you can choose to deal with it on a higher vibrational level.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, when you say higher vibrational, just let the universe deal with it?
Yes. Trust that all is well and exactly as it is meant to be. Maybe you are not meant to be there. Maybe there is a higher purpose for you elsewhere. Okay. But honestly,
okay.
I really, that's just what I'm getting. Donnie's the psychic, though. So
okay.
That's what I got from all of that.
Okay.
Donnie?
What?
What did you get, hon?
I just hit a curve. We're talking about the idea of unnecessary worry. It's going to play itself out. It's going to be great. It's just the idea of allowing it to happen. To realize that all the thinking is unnecessary, I should say. So it's the idea of letting go of harsh feelings and negative emotions can work against you.
Okay.
mean, it can drive you crazy, but the situation is just playing itself like it's supposed to. You know, people can say a lot of things. We just have to stay firm with our own perceptions of how we see the outcome.
Okay.
And just use the way it happened. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have a good night, honey. Hang in
you
there.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye, man. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling. You have a great night.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Someone's doing a weather report in the chat room. So it'll be 72 degrees here. It's sunny all weekend. I'm trying to figure where she's at. It's Emerald Rose. Montana. They just said Montana. All right, cool.
Oh, we could take a like a little break for a second. I don't know.
Take a break.
You just do what you're doing.
No, yeah, we could take a break for a sec.
I'm just a little, you know me, little butterfly. I get a little lost in thought. Oh, this is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just do it. I was looking for a song to play.
Well,
here's
you
one
never play a
song.
What?
I was going to take a break, too, and I got to go get something to drink real quick. So what I was going to do is I was going to sit here and look at the situation and play a song called Crystal Ball by Styx. Kind of fitting for
a second,
too, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Okay. We'll be right back after the song's over with. So listen to Styx. Show us the way with their own crystal ball. Be right back.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going, I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me.
Tell me things I need.
What the hell? Oh, hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? We're back. Heather, are you still with us?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I was touching too many things on my phone. My phone was kind of freaking out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all is well.
Taking a shower, huh?
No, I'm not taking a shower. Oh, my gosh. I'm walking. I walked to the bank. I deposited my check. I walked to the high school, and now I'm walking back.
Wow, we have a remote. We didn't even know it.
I know, huh?
Live, downtown Manitou Springs with Heather.
she's actually
in our ministry chopper. How's the weather, and how's the traffic?
Traffic is slowing down. Actually, there's no cars on it. Well, there's some coming. Anyway, weather is lovely.
Oh, really?
Lovely. We have the full moon. Oh, my gosh, it's stunning. And we have, I'd say about 50% cloud cover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I smell lilacs. Oh, they're so pretty. Sorry, I love lilacs.
That's okay. The kettle was kind
of
crazy going
on. Well, you know when you're walking and all of a sudden you smell something and it's like something has grabbed a hold of your nose and your feet keep walking but your head doesn't? Yeah, it's one of those things.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, very interesting.
That was weird.
What do you get to look at?
Oh, it's just a fascination that you go through in the process of experiencing life.
I know.
You just walk
and
then you're
downtown.
I'm just saying, you're downtown. Don't know a little thing. We should tell people about where you're at.
Well, at the moment, I'm in front of Chase Bank, walking by the Villa Motel, which is a darling little place with cabins and whatnot. I can I've lost sight of Pike Peak now because we are so at the base of Pike Peak. I do see the pyramids where I used to live, and I see the tart. I don't know. It's just once I get to the library, that's when things start hopping. It's alive. Manitou is alive tonight. It's a Friday night. The bars are out. You know, they're open. People are out. Bands are playing. So we got live music everywhere. I love it. And in the morning at the park, there's a pancake breakfast. Starts at 8:30 and goes till about 11.
It's a what now?
It's a breakfast in the park. I think it's to kick off the week or the summer. This is the first night of our summer here in Manitou.
Well.
I know. I love it.
I see that.
Yeah. Now if I could just gather every single person I love and swap them down in this darling little town, I'd be in heaven.
You can walk down there and push those guys off their freaking bikes. We had two bikes out here next to the freaking building, and the lady was like, "Are you outside?" I said, "No, I'm actually on the third floor." And these guys were just revving. I can't say it. They were revving these bikes up louder and louder.
Two guys parked in front on their Harleys in front of Pappy's, and so of course when they came back to get on their bike, I have to go talk to them. You know me, anyway. So one guy gave me his card. He's like, "We'll build it for you." I was like, "Oh my god!" But I have to know how to work on it. I want to so badly go and work in their shop with them. If I could divide myself into 10 and experience everything there is to experience in life, that would be awesome. Yeah, but I'm only one person.
I see.
Maybe there's a reason why I look and act and feel as young as I do. Because I have so much to do.
Okay, I agree.
Yes.
Wow.
This is going to be a long lifetime.
Maybe so, but then again, the ideal of living a long life is the ideal of making the best of it. And you just don't have to. You have to have a long life to experience everything.
Yeah. But you know, it goes. Oh, see, here's another thing. It goes back to, what do you do with every minute of your day? Are you living life to the fullest, or are you wasting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can drive you crazy.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Instead of sitting in front of the TV for hours on end every day, or, reading a book is awesome. Go sit with your feet in the river and read your book. I mean, there's so many things to do. I tell you, I'm walking around looking for my mom and my brother. My mom's not home. Yeah. Well, I walked
around. No, I was sitting there talking about, we have callers. That's why I was going all the cows out, because when I first want to go, I saw one. Then I was checking some things in the freaking chat room, and then I came back and I'm like, oh, three people.
Awesome. I'll shut up.
So where are you at now?
Where am I at now? I am by Memorial Park, crossing the road, and walking in front of City Hall and the police department. So I'm almost to the library. And it's alive. It's a little place. People are happy and enjoying life.
So you said the traffic was slowing down. So
yeah, that was out. That was over by the high school.
Oh, okay. Was there some kind of school function today or something?
No.
You don't know?
No. I'm just saying that traffic
what
coming and going in. Oh God.
You okay?
God, I'm not okay. Yes, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm okay. I guess
she's having trouble with the helicopter.
Technical difficulties. No, I just, wow.
Okay, well, let's go. As you're fixing whatever. Okay, let's talk to somebody. Okay, we'll go to area code 423. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. My name is Bear.
Your name is?
Bear. I'm full-blooded Cherokee Indian. I'm Bear White Wolf.
Oh, okay. So how are you?
I'm good. I called in maybe about a year ago, I think, and just caught your show again. I haven't been on Block Talk in a good while, and you're one of the first ones that I tried to find tonight. So, because I really enjoyed your show, and but I kind of took a hiatus from really doing any shows myself or really being on Block Talk at all. And actually turned off the internet at my house. So, but at any rate, I'm kind of back on now and really enjoying the show and just thought I would at least try to maybe put some two cents, put my two cents in and what was whatever's going on, what the topic is.
Awesome. We love two cents.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's the talk? What are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, what would you like to talk about?
We've talked about a couple of things.
Well,
about the ideal.
Are you okay with me just throwing something out there?
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. How are you, Donnie, with it? Oh, I see the peace.
I'm fine.
So is that okay, or do you guys want to just, you want me to just shut up and let you guys talk and then intervene, or what?
Nope, give us something, hon. What you got?
Well, basically was wanting to bring up something to try to get an opinion on from you guys, and it has to do with basically, it has to do with, I know this sounds cliche, you know, of course this is going to be cliche, but, you know, being married and taking a break from each other, actually separating is what, and that's kind of the situation I'm in right now. I'm actually in a suite and in a hotel.
Oh.
And I'm like 15 miles away from my house up in the Cumberlands in Tennessee.
Oh,
okay.
Been there.
Whose choice is that?
Say again?
Whose choice is that?
Well, you know, it was kind of a mutual thing because neither of us were really getting along with each other at all. We were really bickering at each other. I mean, everything we said turned into negativity and pessimism. And it just got to the point to where you guys, it got to the point to where, you know, something had to happen. Otherwise, one of the two of us were going down to the courthouse, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, and I was raised that you get married once and that's it. My parents have been together 53 years.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so curious. What is it that you love about this woman?
I love the fact that she's independent and she's very caring at the same time. I'm epileptic from a head injury in the service and after a couple of deployments, and so, you know, I don't drive. I'm homebound, and you know, she didn't care. The first date that we ever had, she had to come and pick me up at my mom and dad's house, for God's sakes. And, I mean, that was embarrassing as all get out, but, I mean, it is what it is. And that really showed that she did, you know, that she doesn't really care about materialistic things and, you know, things that normally would matter to other people or other women or whatnot, you know, that where they would, you know, kind of say, oh, well, he doesn't make a whole lot of money or he doesn't make any money right now, whatnot, you know, because they got screwed over by the VA. Imagine that. I don't get anything after 4 deployments at all. But at any rate, that's all another story. But she didn't care.
I get what you're saying. She's more in touch with your spirit than she is your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful quality, honey.
Absolutely, but but at the same time, though, she is so self-dependent, you know, so independent and so self-sufficient and so smart, and it's almost like she does not really need me in her life to be happy. And,
honey, she doesn't, and you don't need her, and that's a beautiful thing as well.
I mean, that sounds so negative. How is that? That sound. I mean, I kind of understand what you mean, but that came across as being kind of like a negative thing. Can you explain to me what you mean by that in a positive way?
Well, okay.
Sure.
Okay. What I'm saying is, for each of us to be in a relationship, we shouldn't need someone. We shouldn't need anyone. We're there side by side as beautiful partners, walking hand in hand, okay? But you don't need that person to walk that path that you're on. You enjoy them, you love them, and you treasure them, okay? But to be without them, you might miss them, but you'll be okay. You're fine. You're doing your journey. Does that make sense?
It surely does, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the ideal.
Well,
this is the thing Heather had a hard time with, too, with detachment.
I do, very much, but I'm learning. And it's a beautiful process.
Yeah, so detachment. It says be attached to nothing. Keep your mind open to everything and attached to nothing. Realizing that when you're with somebody, you're sharing your life because you're happy with what you created within yourself. Okay,
there
and she's self-reliant. And there's a certain thing that's happening along your life and the idea of people needing you, and that made you feel important. And now you've come to the point where you've actually met someone just like you, self-reliant. It doesn't matter what you've gone through and the whole thing, you still find the solutions and you find you're always looking for that kind of thing. So now you found someone to do that, so it makes perfect sense in the idea of like attracts like. It's just to realize that you both have strength, you both have foundation,
uh-huh.
And when it comes to leaning, it's just simply
so being
supportive
totally,
of each other.
Right.
You can embrace
but,
that, love that quality about her. But
I
do understand you're wanting to be needed.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. I mean, I really love that quality and those qualities that I mentioned about her. I really love that about her. But here's the thing that is really getting in the way of and why we're separated right now is because she is so what's a good word? Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and say bullheaded. she's never wrong. Okay. She's only admitted to a mistake that she's made and apologized to me in 3 years. Okay, one
okay.
time in 3 years. So but what she does is when I make mistakes and you know and whatnot, and well yeah, exactly. In the chat room I have to say Emerald just said ego stuff. It is an ego issue. She has a huge ego and she won't let her guard down. Now in saying that, what she does is she remembers every mistake that I make almost. She stores it in the back of her head or wherever her brain, you know, wherever she stores it in her brain. And anytime I come close to screwing up again or saying something that she doesn't like or not doing something or whatnot, you know, or disappointing her, whatever her expectations are, I don't meet, then she brings those mistakes up, even from like 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, what do you guys think?
Right.
I mean, should she be bringing up stuff from that way back in the past? I mean, you know, shouldn't she, you know, forgive and forget? I mean, I do.
Well,
I don't hold grudges.
Unfortunately, it's a female thing. We have a memory like a damn elephant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are capable of it, be a duck. Let it roll off your back like water rolls off a duck's back, okay? Because it's a fault that most women have, and I don't know why we do it, but we do. And it's something I am extremely guilty of myself. And I don't know why. I don't have an answer. I just know that in those moments, those heated arguments, you're like, ah, well, I have all this ammo.
You know, it's like
the situation, and I'm just thinking about the situation and going, here's a woman who has a problem with herself, and everything is reflected back in her from you. She wants
man.
To sit there and try to win an argument when she doesn't realize it's the idea of arguing with oneself.
You hit the nail on the freaking head.
Okay, so the question is, what can you do from this point? Because there's nothing you can do to control her. She is her own person. She's on her own journey.
Right.
And you wouldn't want anybody to control you either. So
we get to be in a space
of honor.
Right. But I mean, you're right. I wouldn't want, I don't like people constantly telling me what to do. I like some freedom in my life, and
exactly.
I like to be able to make my own decisions and things like that, regardless of whether I'm married or not. The thing is that with her, I'll put it this way. She's been a teacher for 15 years. And she doesn't turn it off when she comes home. She treats me like I'm one of her kids. So she's constantly in correction mode.
Well, it's like the ideal, looking at the situation like this, like I had to do with my mother. It's the ideal of putting the situation going, okay, this way it works. I am who I am, and I don't go to your school. I don't have a teacher who packs, I don't have a mother who packs my lunch. So therefore, in the process of the situation, just saying, you know, you have to sit there and it's the ideal, and you really can't expect her to do any changes. Just bring it to her attention and say, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Because every time you sit there and try to take it one step further, she's going to sit there and be like a rebellious teenager where she's going to prove that she's right. I think some ways that
right.
she has a tendency to not forget anything. She thinks that she has to do that so it won't repeat itself, not realizing all she's doing is basically putting in a situation so it can repeat itself.
Exactly.
She is a natural teacher. Right. She's a natural teacher. But she doesn't realize,
yes.
it's kind of funny for a teacher that she doesn't realize what she's doing and the idea of teaching you.
Yeah.
She's
well,
actually
and,
looking
and,
in the mirror.
Right. Well, yeah, and it does, you're right. You're right on. I mean, it does have a lot to do with her inner, you know, herself, you know. I agree with you 100%. I mean, wholeheartedly on that one. But you know the other issue is that you know because of my health situation, and I'm not going to get too terribly you know too much into detail with that, but because I am homebound and you know have seizures and stuff, I have a lot of other health issues too. She feels like that. If I'm laid out after a grand mal seizure, which takes, I mean, it's almost like running a freaking marathon, you know, it pretty much takes you out of commission for about 6 to 8 hours. And she comes home, and she thinks I'm just being lazy. And I try to explain to her, you know, look, I don't feel well. And she says, oh, whatever, you just don't want to help me. And you know, that's completely unfair.
That's kind of unusual for a woman who's so independent and takes care of herself and so reliant.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's the teacher trying to motivate you into doing something, not realizing you can't motivate somebody in the process. It's like, you know, it's like a person in a wheelchair and trying to say, well, you know, get your lazy ass out of the chair because you can walk when you know for a
Well, yeah, and actually that's funny you say that because I did have a mini stroke about 2 years ago and I was in a wheelchair for about 3 or 4 months. And I couldn't use my, you know, from my waist down and mainly on my right side. And you know, she was like that as well after about a month. The first month she was all lovey-dovey, help me do everything, da-da-da. And then all of a sudden she got tired of it. And she said, why don't you just do it yourself? Get up and do this. You can get up and do that. And I couldn't freaking use my legs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, what do you do? You know?
Well,
I mean,
there's a couple of things, honey, that you can do. But it depends on how deep you want to go with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, there's really, honestly. But... where do you want to go from here with this?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm almost, I mean, I've got to be completely honest with you guys and tell you that the week that, I spent a month with my parents in a little apartment above their garage the first time. Then I spent about a week and a half back at the house, and we were getting along for the first couple of days, and all of a sudden she had a nervous breakdown and said she kept hitting her head up against the wall and beating herself with her hands and, like, beating herself in the head like I'm going crazy. She really had a nervous breakdown. And then she all of a sudden blurts out, I would like for you to leave again. I need some time. And I said, okay, fine. So, I called a ride, and unfortunately it had to be my mom because I didn't know there was any mom and dad and my wife and my in-laws around. And so she came and got me, and I had some stuff, and I came here to this hotel, and I got a suite. And to be honest with you guys, ever since I've been here and not had the stress of somebody around me constantly, you know, judging me and telling me what to do and all of that, I got to be honest, I've been happier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's something to
do. I mean, I'm just being honest.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, I have this problem. I had this reading in the shop today where a girl was like, you know, she has this boyfriend, and she said that she didn't want to break up with him because he's really nice. And I said, well, that's not the point. It's the ideal of wants, needs, desires, and how do you feel? Because I keep hearing, you know, he's nice, and the situation, that kind of stuff, and you know, and things that you don't want to do. But it's the idea of taking it back a step further and go, okay, but that's nice. But you should never stay with somebody because they're nice and you don't want to hurt them when you know there's something you have to make a decision about to move on. So you sit there and admit it to yourself and say, okay, I'm looking at the situation and your health is even better in the process of not being in a stressful situation.
Exactly.
Some people look at me and say, okay, maybe it's kind of cruel to sit there and look at a woman and ask herself, did she really have a nervous breakdown? Or is it the idea, a breakdown, the idea of emotions that she just wasn't willing to express anymore? So there's a difference in the two. And that's what I keep getting.
Can you back up a little bit? What do you mean by the difference between the two? Can you reiterate on that a little bit?
Yeah, emotional breakdown.
As far as the nervous breakdown thing?
Refuse. Yeah, because people always use the word nervous breakdown because of the actions, not realizing it's based on emotions that are not being expressed.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Not receiving or she's not getting. So it's most nervous breakdowns are caused because people are trying to live up to the way the world says you're supposed to do it.
Okay. She was just angry.
Yeah, she's angry. She's banging her head off the freaking wall, but... when you look at the situation, I'm sitting there going, I've seen dramatic girls do this too in the process of not getting their way.
Yeah, having a fit, right?
And as soon as you sit there and say nervous breakdown, everybody has a tendency to conform to her because they think she's having a problem. When realistically, she's not. But she likes to use it to her advantage. So it's like when you start seeing people in the situation of her, you know, a person who was independent, self-reliant, you start questioning the truth of that.
Yeah. That's true.
That should not change, you know. You're asking her to be more conformative to the situation, of course, but you're not asking her to let go of things that are important to her. Now, that's what we're saying today.
Right, in
a relationship and you're pushing things to the side and you're giving up things of yourself, then you're going down the wrong street and you're going down the wrong road.
Yeah.
It's not that
I don't want her to change. I don't want her to change what makes her happy, but I'm changing what makes me happy to make her happy. Like, I've been a musician since I was 4 years old. I don't have an instrument anywhere in the house. You know, I don't have any outlet other than being on the computer, and then she gets on to me for that. But she'll come home and say, oh, what ladies did you talk to today? Who are your women friends? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and just, you know, doing pulling the whole jealousy thing. She has no idea what I did on all day. She wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go anywhere, you know. So it's not like I'm driving around trying to find women, you know.
I'm kind of curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
What difference does it make if you talk to other women? I mean, there's a way to talk to other women, and there's a way not to. My ex, I couldn't talk. Are you kidding? Donnie and I couldn't even be friends. My ex was jealous of Donnie, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I get to have my life. I get to talk to anybody. I love
exactly.
Everyone.
Oh my God! Yes. Hey, would you call my wife and tell her that right now?
Well,
oh my God! No, I'm not kidding. Because she will make me feel like that I am doing something so evil and so wrong and so disrespectful to her when I have friends all over the whole country, military and not, and they're women, and then there's guys. I mean, there's my best friends that are guys, and they're best friends that are women. And you know, they're married, for God's sakes. They have kids. I mean, I'm not looking to hook up with them. And she automatically feels threatened. So obviously, like you guys said earlier, it's something within her. And obviously, like what a self. What do you call it?
It's definitely.
But her problem is that she's not. She's confident, but she's not. Now I'm getting mixed up on what I want to say or how I want to explain this.
I just get the impression that she is a person who pretends to be independent and self-reliant, and the idea of what the world says she's ought to be. That's what the world is with women right now, in some ways, of being self-reliant and that kind of thing. So she's following the line here, what that's all about. Then she gets into a relationship with you. She starts seeing reflections but you're reflecting back at her that just not ringing true what she's trying to portray to everybody else.
Right.
That's the idea. I was talking before about the emotional breakdown. It's the idea, okay, you're testing and you're actually threatening her beliefs, where she's actually starting to realize there's something she needs to let go of. And the ideal that she hasn't done that, she's always used the self-reliant thing to cover up what's really going on.
Right. Oh, yeah, you hit it right on, too. You know, well, do you guys think that because I just was completely honest with you guys and told you that I'm so much more happy without really her to be honest with you, her being around at all, and I'm much more happy being myself, should I just end it?
No.
Well, that's one
no.
of the things, to just keep the situation the way it is right now, and the ideal of being true to yourself, and see if she'll actually do the same, be true to herself, which I feel like she'll gravitate to.
Let her make the moves. Right? Let her make the move.
Not necessarily. I would definitely advise trying to work on things in your relationship, okay? Because it is very dear and very beautiful, okay? But you get to have boundaries. She gets to have boundaries. And neither one of you get to cross those boundaries. You get to be in a space of honor, okay,
yes.
for each other. That is absolutely a must.
She doesn't do that. I mean, she doesn't let me.
Well, that's one of the situations. Those are the issues to work on. The ideal, forget what has happened. And the idea of focusing and having a vision of what you want this to be. Okay?
Right.
Another thing, too, like this. Heather suggesting you should work on issues. But the one thing you have to be totally honest with is actually if you want to do that. Okay? Because it's your life.
Yeah.
There's certain things that you're going through, and you just admit it to yourself that you're actually more happy now because you don't have to deal with certain things and that kind of stuff. So you have to ask yourself, you know, do you really want to go back into the situation? You really want to work on these things? Because if you don't sit there and say those things and come to terms with that, going down there and trying to work on the issues, when you haven't really even declared you want to be there, it's going to work against you and the ideal of anything you choose to do.
Well, and that's what I'm contemplating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on what you just described. You know, I'm really contemplating on, okay, should I just try to find myself a little apartment or a little house to rent here where it's really cheap and, you know, I can get around to wherever I need to go?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing
but at the same time, don't completely put her out of my life altogether.
Exactly.
Well,
you're forcing on you.
Sit down and talk to her about this situation. Say, you know something?
Should
I
talk to her about it first?
So we can have two neutral spaces, you know what I'm saying? Have two neutral spaces. So therefore, when you guys have these situations and issues of working things out, you can both go to your neutral corners and let it resonate with you.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we don't have kids together. We have 8 dogs, you know.
Oh,
whoa.
8?
Yeah,
eight,
we got
7, 8.
Two German Shepherds, 2 St. Bernards, a Great Pyrenees.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, man. I love them all to death. I've been able to train them to be a very good pack together. They're very well-behaved because I am, you know, at home all the time by myself with them, and so I'm able to get, you know, I was able to really spend a lot of time with them and train them the way that they should act, you know, and they've got plenty of room. It's a 4,900 square foot house that her granddad built for her, you know, I guess 11 years ago, 12 years ago, because they're about to be able to pay the house off. So, you know, and I built a fence in the backyard that's about 20 by 40 yards, and 7 feet tall, so nobody's getting out for nothing, you know, not even the shepherds that like to dig. And the Pyrenees, too. I mean, they even quit trying to do it because they knew they weren't going to get out. So, you know, I mean, they're my babies, you know, and so that's kind of pulling me a little bit towards, I mean, I know they're just canines, right? But I consider them family, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course,
you know,
of course you do. They're your babies.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, here where I'm staying, I think bringing my epileptic dog here they couldn't say they accepted it. Well, I guess somebody knocking on the freaking wall.
Oh.
These walls are kind of dead. No, actually, it's somebody walking up the steps. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not used to the noises around here yet. But anyway, I've gotten to become friends with the owner of this place, and this is a really, really nice hotel / suites. And he's giving me a really good deal if I stay longer. So I'm thinking that maybe a week is not going to do it. That maybe I need to start looking for my.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe a good idea, right?
I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's not ending anything. It is you working on you and your journey. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And you don't
okay,
have
but,
to cover.
Okay, but you know, but what happens if she looks at it as the the pessimism that probably will happen and that negativity that probably will happen within her
well,
thinking process? She'll think,
well,
it's over then. If you're going to do that, then I'm not going to have anything to do with you.
No, honey. It's going to be your intention that she's going to feel and see, okay? You're going to let her know that you are taking this time to work on you and your journey.
Okay.
It is not about ending anything.
Well, and she's mentioned that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you look at the situation of a woman who won't work with you on this whole thing, the only other choice you have is she refuses, even with you, if you get your vision correctly and the whole thing, and she just won't allow it to happen. She won't let her even guard down to even tempt this whole thing. Realistically, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So follow,
yeah.
Make a plan. That's one of the things. We always sit back and look at the people, right? Look at the situation. First and foremost, determine exactly what you want to do.
Okay.
What's in your best interest in the situation? Because if she refuses to do that, it's exactly what she's doing. She's sitting here making an intention that this is what I want. This is my intention. I don't want to deal with this. And if, since she doesn't
that's
want to
exactly
deal with it,
that's exactly the attitude she has.
But I'm just saying, if you keep visualizing a positive outcome, and she keeps still doing those things, the only thing you can really do is just sit there and make a plan for your own life. And ask yourself, what do I want to do and where I want to go? So therefore, you've already made your mind realistically that you think that's best for you to have your own space. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if she finds that there is something wrong with it, this is more of about a control issue then.
Right. So
where she wants to control the whole thing, she wants you to do it the way that she wants to do it, that makes her feel comfortable, which means she's not taking any kind of consideration of what you want in the situation. You're a couple. But it's not,
yeah.
What I'm saying is also, you got to look at it like this. Is it right or wrong? It doesn't matter. It's the idea of a choice that she made. So, therefore, what you need to do is look at a person who's refusing to let you in, and the idea of even trying to force any kind of situation like that, the best way to go about it is to work on yourself.
Right. Now, when you say let me in, do you mean emotionally?
Well, first and foremost, you have to lay down the resistance before you can even determine which way to go in that direction anyway. And that's what she's and what I'm saying is when you have a situation where a person and you go, okay, I think we should do this, I should get my own place, we should have our own little spaces and we should work on this, and then she says, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their choice and her decision. So when she makes that decision, best thing to do is walk away from the situation and say, okay, what's best for me to do right now too? And you already made a determination that you felt like you had to have your own space. We'll make it happen.
Right. Right.
With any kind of control issue, what's going on is there being emotional, basically, to control the situation where you'll think that if they don't conform to you, then basically you'll come to them. What you do is you follow through with your plans on what you think is best in the situation. Okay? Since you won't give her input on the whole thing, you have to make the decision on your own and say, okay,
right.
Let's go get the space. Let's go get the apartment. Is take care of the situation where I can actually feel comfortable, relaxed, get into that relaxed, comfortable state, and then from that point on,
I've been that way
your intention
for
what you want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been relaxed and stress-free pretty much for the last week, and I haven't had any, a couple, episodes or whatever, and and you know, that's just, you know, comes with the territory of the injury that I had. But you know, for the most part, I have, like I said earlier, you know, I've been more content, stress-free, happier, being able to do what I want to do and not have to, you know, worry about walking on eggshells, so to speak, you know, with her and worrying about her griping me out, you know, for, okay, well, you shouldn't be doing this or you should be doing that, you know. And I mean, I'll just put it this way. She doesn't like to hug me or kiss me.
So she's not affectionate.
Well, when you look at the situation, one thing you should ask yourself in the question is, can you continue with that kind of lack of affection? It seems like that you like that kind of affection.
I love it. I mean, I'm a very affectionate person. I'm a very emotional person. And that's just me, and that's the way I was raised. And you know, I truly believe that that will never leave me. I hope it won't, because I think it's a good quality. What do you guys think?
It is a very good quality.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding? I cannot stand not having. I hug everybody I see. Everybody I meet.
The same way.
Yes, it's.
I don't
oh
do handshakes.
God, it's vital.
I don't do handshakes.
Exactly. Well, okay, have you heard the story about the twin baby girls that were born too early? One was not doing well, and they couldn't bring her vitals up, so they tucked her into the incubator with her sister, and her sister put her arm around the other one, and her vitals totally leveled. They got to where they needed to be. Exactly.
That's,
it's the human contact.
That's awesome.
Yes. It's
that's
vital.
Awesome. Well, and guys, let me say one more thing, and I don't want to take your whole show, and you know, and I greatly appreciate you letting me on the air and get some opinions from you guys, and that's the main reason why I wanted to, because I called into your, like I was telling you guys, I called into the show, but it's been a long time ago, and I got some good stuff from you guys too. You know, I have to say this. I'm trying to figure out a good way to put this. Let's see. You know, basically, it's almost like we're best friends and not emotionally, I mean, not physically attached anymore. We got married after I got home from medical barracks in Fort Lee after getting chaptered out medically. We got married 3 months after knowing each other. And I think that has a lot to do with what's going on now.